Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me move on to paternity fraud. And I know that sounds a bit confusing to you, but should there be mandatory DNA or paternity tests at birth to prevent men from denying paternity and to prevent women from intentionally naming the wrong man as the father of their children? Now, you would be thinking to yourself, sure, what's the point of that now? But in developed countries, paternity fraud is reported to be ranging somewhere between 1 in 30 to 1 in 5, depending on the country, right? That's really high. In other words, let me just give you an example. So you're married, say, 10 years, and your missus gets pregnant. And off you go into hospital and she has the baby and everything is great. Everything is wonderful. How do you know you're the father of the child? Could she be having an affair behind your back and you didn't know about it? How do you know you're the father of the child? And for that child to grow up thinking you're his father, and maybe you're not. Maybe that child will then meet his real sister later in life and get married. There are loads of complications to it. But it's something we don't think about because we assume that women always tell the truth. When in fact, they don't. Sometimes they lie. Because some people, by nature, do lie, particularly if they're married. They're not going to say, this is not yours. This is actually, you know, your man up the pub around the corner that I had an affair with on the sly. So, a paternity test, nowadays, paternity tests and DNA tests are so easy to do. Literally a blood test. Now, people are going to say, oh, that's a bit invasive on a brand new baby, isn't it? No, we do it already. When a baby is born, we take blood tests. As before your baby even leaves the hospital, they'll take a small blood test just to make sure the baby's okay, doesn't have any genetic problems, etc., etc. So we do it anyway. So why not have a mandatory paternity test before names are put on a birth certificate to prove that you were the father of the child? Now, some people think that's a bit insulting because the only way at the moment that we do it is upon request. So at the moment, for example, if you and your missus have a baby, you can request a paternity test. If you don't want to insult your missus, you can request one. But what about making it mandatory? So for legal reasons, we know that the two people on the birth certificate are actually the parents of the child. Well, we know the woman is, clearly, because she just had the child. But the father, in one in 30 cases, may not be the father of the child because the mother could be having an affair. Or, for example, the opposite way around. She may name the wrong father purposely. For example, a young woman who's single may name the wrong father and say, this is your baby. And you go, oh, okay. So off you go and you pay for that baby for 18 years of the baby's life. Well, in fact, the baby's not actually your child. It's happened so many times where men have been, you know, told they're the father of a child and they pay for it. And it's not even theirs. So should we have mandatory paternity tests to prove who the father is before we put a name in a birth certificate? What would be so wrong with that? What's so wrong with it, according to some people, is that we're accusing women of not being honest. Heaven forbid that a woman might not be honest. Men can be dishonest and so can women. I want to ask you a question. Would it be a good idea, should there be a test or a compulsory test, mandatory, for all babies, just to keep the record straight? Should it be compulsory? Would it be a good idea? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Because as you know, DNA testing or that's kind of paternity testing is common practice now. And I mean, years ago, it wasn't possible to do that in a very quick way. Nowadays, we can do it very quickly because we understand DNA, how it works. Jude, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jude?
Hello, Niall.
Jude, what's the problem with this?
I don't see a problem with it at all because I think it's... especially if a woman, it's okay, if a woman doesn't want to put the name of the father on the birth certificate, that's grand. But I think I would think only women would be objecting to this because it would cut out their lies. It would actually catch people.
If you've nothing to hide, what's the problem?
Yeah, there is no problem if you've got nothing to hide. But if a father wants the DNA test, I think it should be okay because there was a case in England, I was just saying that to Helena there about a couple of weeks ago, where this woman had to give back half her divorce settlement, $500,000, because for years she said that her 14-year-old sons and I think the daughter were the man's, but the man was infertile. But for years, during she got loads of alimony, she had to give it back.
Because it turned out he wasn't actually their father after all.
No, he wasn't.
By the way, I didn't believe it until I read the stats this morning that, you know, it's difficult to prove because we don't know how many people have lied, but they figure that paternity fraud, as it's known, in the Western world, is between 1 in 30 to a minimum of 1 in 5 men, or to a maximum of 1 in 5 men. So it could be 1 in 5 cases, it could be 1 in 30 cases, but somewhere certainly in between. So let's go to the minimum, which is 1 in 30. So let's assume that 1 in 30 men out there are not the father of their children.
So it is. So they've been defrauded.
They, well,
during their life, even financially, because they're contributing to bringing up a child.
No, that's not theirs. No.
And I don't think many men would object to it, but I'd say an awful lot of women would, because it's just one way of catching out a woman lying and defrauding.
You're saying that very vindictively, by the way. But there's also other reasons to want to do it as well. It's for,
for
the child's sake. And also...
hereditary illness.
Yeah, well, hereditary illnesses. Yes, absolutely.
Like
yeah, and also, I mean, the last thing you want to do when you get to 18 years of age is date your own sister. You know, so, I mean, in those kind of cases, things like that can happen. Like, you
couldn't your family breed. You start seeing breeding so much, your family tree looks like a stump. I can totally understand that.
So you think it's a good idea?
It is a good idea, because then the father knows that's my child. But then again, even if, say, the father left them, the child, just say abandoned the woman, whatever, just walked out or whatever, at least that child will always know father's name, you know, father, name of the father on the birth certificate. You know, I know who my father is.
So we did have an email here that we discussed on the air about 3 or 4 weeks ago, if I remember rightly, Helena, from a woman who was having problems in her marriage and had said she got pregnant for the guy she was having an affair with, and should she tell her husband? I remember that email that we got in about, it was about 3 weeks ago. So that's exactly what we're talking about here. So she wasn't going to tell her husband that it's not his baby, because it would keep the marriage together.
So even the answer
was lying. Yeah, absolutely. But stay there for a second, because Noel, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Noel?
How's it going?
You think this is wrong in every way?
No. I said I didn't know which way to go, and then I heard you talking about it, and I'm all for it now since hearing you guys talk.
Oh, thanks, Joe. You've just ruined the whole debate.
Well, no, because, I mean, I have three children from three different mothers, and I know if I... They're such good-looking children. I know if I hadn't have told them they were brother and sister, they probably would end up dating, so that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But...
Were you in three different marriages?
No. My first wife passed away, and then
I'm sorry to hear that.
With other people, whatever. But yeah.
Such is life.
I think it's not a bad idea at all. I think I'd be all for it now.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't see a downside to this.
I do for
women who are lying.
Yeah, it'd be like, I mean, it should be. I personally think that when a birth certificate is filled out, it should have the father's name, the mother's name. Both parents should be given guardianship over the child automatically.
Yeah.
And as you say now, maybe the genetic results should be on it as well.
Yeah, well, the genetic results would just prove that, you know, the people who claim to be the mother and father are actually, you know, registered as the mother and father, legally.
Yeah, I would agree, totally, yeah.
You know, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, have somebody come along to you when your child is 18 years of age and say, by the way, that actually wasn't
your
child.
Yeah. It's a nightmare scenario I've had in my own head for so long. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, right, okay. But I mean, and I did have somebody on the air going back about 6 weeks ago who was in a situation where he...
Yeah, I actually heard that show.
Yeah, he was the father of a child, but it turned out not to be his child.
Yeah. I'm all for it. I think you're going to get a lot of women who are going to jump down my neck, your neck, and everybody else's neck.
How dare you accuse women of lying?
No. They might be not lying. They might be mistaken. They might not know just how many people they were with that week.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're not necessarily all married women, you know.
I mean, would they be offended? Is it offensive, you know, to a woman, you know, to say we're going to do mandatory paternity testing?
My whole ethos in life is trust but verify. So
yeah,
I don't know how you... on that one, you know?
Yeah, could you imagine being married and your missus was having an affair behind your back?
You know? It'd be a horrible way to find out. But it would be a way to find out. Yeah.
It would be a wake-up call when your baby looks like Luigi around the corner.
It doesn't look like it.
I mean, how many times have people said, baby's gorgeous, the image of her mother, geez, looks nothing like the father.
Yeah, it could not be.
Well, okay, we'll stay there for a second. So far, lads are agreeing with this. It's a good idea. I want to hear from women too, by the way. Do you think mandatory paternity testing or mandatory DNA testing should be just part of the course when a baby is born? Michael, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Michael?
How you doing, Noel?
Good, Michael. Good idea.
Brilliant. Love it. Love whoever came out with this. This is the business.
Do you think this is a good idea? Yeah, whoever came out with this.
You better believe it.
But yeah. What about those women who would be insulted by it?
Well, yeah. What about... here we go again. People's feelings and emotions. Look, it's just a basic thing, isn't it? I mean, like, it will expose, like, I think 30% of kids are not...
Minimum of 1 in 30 are involved in paternity fraud. So there's 1 in 30 children out there who think their father is a father who's not actually their father.
But it kind of, it's female nature, I know. Sorry, ladies, but like, I just watch women, I observe women, I love them and all, they're great in some ways, but like, women will sleep with the man they're aroused by, and then they'll get the man they're attracted to raise the kid. So, and this is something that women do, I've seen women do this for years, like.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be good. I think it's good. I think because you have to, because men can be held legally accountable in a court and all that kind of carry on, and men can be bankrupted by this, I think it's fair. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally agree.
So there's no part of any of you guys that thinks that some sort of, there's something insulting about this. You know, there's the woman. She's just gone through 9 months. She's just gone through 2 days of possibly labour, screaming and shouting. And you're going to say, oh, by the way, we're going to do a paternity test just to make sure that your husband is actually the father of this child.
She's had two days of labour, as you say, compared to 18 years of finances.
Sorry, Michael.
I didn't say it.
So you said 3 days of labour compared to, what, 18 years of finance?
18 years of finance.
Yeah. Are we going
Which one hurts more? I'll take 2 days labour over the 18 years if they want to swap it sometime.
But are we going down a slippery slope?
Well, you can't deny DNA. It's not slippery. Yeah. It's factual. It's black or white. That's one thing that's actually black or white. It's someone's DNA. If you're not the father of a child, that's actually fact. You're not a father, and it can be proven because you're not genetically related to him. You don't have the same DNA. So it cuts out all the bullshit, all the lies, cuts out the fraud, and it's just maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just tough tits and hard times for the women, but it's one way of protecting men.
It's a bit ironic you said that, by the way. Yeah. But in saying that, are we going down a slippery slope of kind of, and some people are going to say this, and Michael, you should be the first to say this, kind of nanny statism?
No, it's just standard. It's a standard thing. It's like, it's just a standard thing. These are our parents. I mean, they're not going, what are they going to do? Like, there's no, what negative thing can they do by knowing that the child is both parents? Like,
Well, the negative thing, in France, by the way, here's an interesting point, right? In many countries, paternity testing is illegal without the consent of the mother, right? Also, many men refuse to ask their wives for fear of offending them. In countries like France, here's an interesting one, paternity testing is banned. And the reason it's banned is due to the official desire to preserve peace within the French families.
No, I tell you why it's
Because it can break up a lot of marriages.
No, it would bankrupt the welfare. That's what it do. This is about money and saving money. Like, the government, if you have all these men who don't have to pay for the kids, who has to pay for the kids then?
Mm.
The government. So the government don't want to be paying for these kids. They want the sorry about the bad language, they want the gobshite men who are foolish enough to get caught up in these men to pay for the kids.
Right, okay. Well, say that. Let me get a female voice, and maybe a voice of reason. Anita, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anita?
Hi, how are you? Just listening to you there. I just wanted to give a kind of female perspective without jumping on the bandwagon, bashing the men and all that. I actually agree that it should be brought in, and I'm amazed it hasn't been brought in up to now, given that we've so much...
It's so easy to do.
Yeah, we've so much modernisation in Ireland now, and we vote all for all these things, and we're getting everything we want.
Right.
The main potential I see in it is that it might prevent fathers to abscond after a birth and don't want to pay support for the child.
Right.
True. The government ever bring in a law whereby, because I don't think there is one in at the moment, whereby a father can be traced and made pay...
Sinn Féin are meant to be bringing that in next year, similar to Northern Ireland and the UK, where you have child protection services or child, you know, these agencies that go around essentially collecting the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing that in next year, I think.
Yeah, I think it's about time. I mean, I'm fortunate in a sense that I am a single mum of two lovely girls, and myself and the dad and haven't been together for years, like... But he does.
Would you be a bit insulted, Anita, when you were having your baby, you know, with your husband? Is it your husband or partner?
No, we never married.
Okay, right. So when you were having the baby with your partner and your partner was standing there, would your partner or would you have been a bit insulted if they said, well, let's do a paternity test now, just to make sure he's really the father?
Well, my partner wasn't there for the birth, so...
I assume it would happen just after birth. They're not going to do it as soon as he comes out, like.
I think there's far worse things to get your knickers in a knot over.
Well, for women who are having an affair, there isn't far worse. This could be the worst thing that could ever happen if you're having an affair, because how many women out there, let's be honest, and this is what the statistics show us, have had affairs during their marriage and they got pregnant through the affair, not with their husband, and told their husband, this is great, we're pregnant. And the husband is none the wiser.
Yeah, which is why it should be brought in, because not only will it highlight the person having the affair, it would also highlight the person they had the affair with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would be all for bringing it. I wouldn't be at all insulted. In fact, it's just clarity and transparency for everyone involved, you know.
Somebody wants to know, by the way, Niall, can you quote the news source where this came from? Or did you just make it up? I made it up. Yeah, it was just my idea this morning. I was talking to Alina about it. I just made it up. I think it's a good idea. Lorenzo.
Hello.
Hello, Lorenzo.
How are you?
You think this is a good idea? No, you don't think this is a good idea at all.
No, I think I'm not against or in favor. I just don't see the point of doing it.
Well,
actually,
you don't see the point. Well, the point is, if I'm having a baby with a woman, yep, and I'm married, mm-hmm, to her, maybe I want to know that I'm sure that I'm the father of the child.
But why? Is it because you don't trust her?
Well, well, according to statistics, 1 in 30 women will tell a lie about it.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you do it because you don't trust her, what's the point of having a baby with someone that you don't trust, or still staying? With someone that you
but
don't trust.
Everybody trusts their partner until you find out that they're not trustworthy anymore, i.e. you catch them cheating. So we all trust our partners. But, you know, when you catch them cheating, that's the end of the trust. But we're never going to know that if she's a good liar, or if indeed he's a good liar if he's cheating. But we're never going to, the only way to find out if a woman is cheating about a pregnancy is if by testing the baby's DNA.
Yeah, but then asking for the test then would put your trust in your partner even at risk, because if I go to my partner and say, look, we have a baby, yes, but I want to see if it's mine really, she can even be quite
cross. But that would be difficult. Yeah, she would be very cross if
you
asked her.
Unless you test every single male in Ireland and in the world, you just know that half of the DNA is from the mother and the other half is not yours.
Well, I would assume, okay,
you're not yours, but you don't know who.
Okay, but mandatory testing wouldn't apply. But it wouldn't apply to a single parent because we don't know who the father is to test the father. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are married, and if we're putting a father and a mother's name on a birth certificate, it comes down to a birth certificate. So if we're putting both names on a birth certificate, surely we want to verify that those names that we're putting on a birth certificate are actually the parents of the child.
Yeah, it's a legal document.
That's why I was writing that unless it's put as compulsory by law, so you do 100% of them, then I think I don't see the point of saying...
Well, then why not? If we have the technology, why not do it? But you are right, it is going to break up families, because mm-hmm. there are going to be situations where somebody will lie.
Yeah. But the point is, if you do like compulsory, then it's one thing. No one can hide for that. But if you think about, if you do like... that who wants can do, then I don't see the point of who wants can do.
I'm wondering from a female point of view, let me just ask, sorry, Anita, you're still there, yeah?
Yeah?
From a female point of view, would you be insulted or offended if your partner turned around to you, just after you've, given birth and said, listen, any chance we could do an out paternity test? And just to make sure, Anita.
If I knew my partner, obviously if I'm having a baby with my partner, I know them really well, and I have the confidence in them. I would be half and half. I would be all for it in one sense, and maybe just slightly surprised, because I'd be like, why do you not trust me, sort of thing. But if it made them feel better, by all means, I would go ahead and get it for sure.
It could be the end of the relationship, but if he asks for it, couldn't it?
Yes. Keep everything, as I say, transparency. If they want transparency, I'm all for it.
Mm.
So
you wouldn't mind, but you would be a little bit offended by it?
Just a little bit. Like, you have to remember, too, like, women who go in to have babies, they've had strangers' hands up their privates, and we don't get offended. It's uncomfortable. So if we're going to get uncomfortable about things like this, well, then we need to
Yeah, your dignity is down the drain anyway, isn't it? Yeah.
We need to catch up with society and catch up the rest of the world,
Sorry, Jude, do you think your missus would have been offended if you had have asked her for a paternity test?
No, I think I would have said a lot more to different things to my end that would offend her more than that. No, she wouldn't have been offended.
Would you have asked her?
Would I have asked her? If I was in any doubt, I would have asked her, no problem.
Right, but a lot of people, there's a lot of men out there have no doubts about their wives, but the pregnancy might not be theirs.
Well, maybe I'm just lucky that my hen isn't the one in 30 that tried to screw me over.
How do you know your hen is not the one in 30? How do you know your son is yours? I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you, Jude, but how do you know?
Because I've had blood tests, I was in a car accident and all.
Right, okay.
So I do know he is mine.
All right, but there's a lot of guys out there who are the father of children who may not actually be theirs.
Yeah, exactly, and there's loads of poor schmucks out there who are paying for children that aren't theirs at all.
I mean, Lorenzo, you make a fair point. If it's compulsory, yes, you agree with it. But if it's not compulsory and everybody isn't doing it, well, then it might be insulting to women, you know, for the odd woman to be asked.
Yeah. I mean, is it compulsory, then you have...
Okay,
I
mean, so you are agreeing then that it should be compulsory?
Yeah, I mean, if you say, like, we have to do it because once you sign the paper for the birth certificate, we have to be 100% sure that it's your name and your partner's name are...
Even though it may break up a lot of families, as you say.
Yeah, but, you know, then you might, I mean, if you know that something can happen, you might keep a bit more attention of what you're doing, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it might be a good deterrent for people to be having affairs in some sense. If you know that if you get pregnant and there's going to be a compulsory test, DNA test at birth, I think, you know, it might kind of make you second think about what sort of contraceptives you should use if you're having an affair. Okay, keep texting. Would you be insulted? Let me ask the women, by the way, who are listening today. Would you be insulted if your partner asked you for a paternity test? If you were married to them, would you actually be insulted? Let me know what you think. Should it be mandatory? It's easy to do now. It doesn't take, it only takes a couple of days. They just do a blood test. They do a little heel prick test on babies anyway. Somebody else says, no, that would be terrible to do to a new baby. No, it wouldn't. They do it anyway. They take blood tests. When your baby is born, you know, you don't know what's going on in the background. As soon as the baby's taken away from you after you've had your first hug and you do your little bit of bonding, the baby's taken off so they can check it has five fingers and toes and all that kind of carry on. They do a little heel test. I don't know what they do that actually for. They do a little heel prick test. But they also take a blood test from the baby. That's, I assume it's standard. So during that blood test, they could do a paternity test. It wouldn't take a lot of time. There wouldn't be a huge cost involved if we were doing it en masse. I want to know, do you agree with it? Should mandatory paternity testing be done to make sure that the people whose names are on the birth certs are actually the people who were involved in making that child? I mean, I was surprised by these statistics, Andrea, and I was actually surprised that it's banned in France because due to their official desire to preserve the family, because they know it'll start a load of rows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, if my partner had asked me, like, I have two daughters, and, like, if he had asked me after I had them, oh, I want to have a paternity test to make sure they're right, I would have been really upset, like more so upset than angry, because it, to me it shows he doesn't trust me.
But we're not to be trusted. I mean, we do have affairs. Human beings have affairs. We lie.
Yeah, but... Well, I
know you did. I'm not saying you did, by the way. By the way, if Andrea's other half is listening, they are yours, all right? Would you like to clarify that? All right?
He doesn't actually need a paternity test in order his. They're like bones of himself.
I know. I remember that years ago with a mate of mine. He got a girl pregnant. And I remember he went to the hospital when she had the baby and I went up to see him. And I see the baby and I said, don't you dare ask that girl for a DNA test.
No, the baby's the image of mine too. Like my sister, like when I had both mine, she was like, oh my God, you've literally just given birth to your partner. And I was like, I know, I carried them for 9 months and they look nothing like, you know.
But in saying that if it was mandatory, he wouldn't have to ask you. It would just be done.
I don't think they can make it mandatory. Like, it hypothetically, they could never make that mandatory. Because, like, you need permission from both parents. So,
but you're
like,
signing a legal document which says, well, we know you're the mother because the baby's just come out of you, right? So we know you're clearly the mother. But yeah, the father is signing a legal document to say, I'm the father of this child. And you're signing a document to say, he's the father of this child. But we don't know if you're telling the truth. Because according to statistics, 1 in 30 don't tell the truth.
Yeah, but like, let's say, for instance, like, you're not the 1 in 30, you know, that is telling the truth. And then, you know, your husband comes over and is like, I want to... Like, that can break up a marriage more than...
But if the marriage is going to break up, the marriage is going to break up. You know, the person shouldn't be lying.
Yeah.
Because, no, I mean, what about the poor fellas out there who are paying for babies that are not theirs? You know what I mean?
I can see your point, but just coming from my point of view, I'd be really offended if he asked me that. I'd be just so upset.
I can see why you would... But this is why I'm saying, should we have it that it's just compulsory and it's done to everybody so he wouldn't have to go out? Like, so it's just done as a matter of course.
Yeah, I still wouldn't. I still kind of find it
weird.
You know. It
doesn't wash with you. But well, stay there because no. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. You'd support it.
I would. I'd completely not.
Why?
Because.
You have personal experience.
Yeah. My daughter, well, like, my sperm donor absconded, and that's all he was a sperm donor. But, like, from the off, because, you know, we weren't in a relationship for very long when right. I got pregnant.
Okay.
I said to him straight off, I said, if you want a DNA test, no problem. You know, I have nothing to hide. And, you know, there's a lot of women out there. I know women when growing up as,
yeah.
you know, became young mothers and that, and sleeping around behind their partner's backs, got pregnant, and oh no, it's the partner, and then you look at the child and they're going, no, it's the other fellow.
You so know, that's what I'm saying, they were having an affair.
Yeah,
it's more common than we think, by the way.
Well, it's very common, and like it's not just affairs. I know you're kind of focusing on affairs, but there's a lot of one-night stands out there that, and for the sake of the child is the one that needs to know who the father is.
Yeah, because he could end up going out with his sister. He could end up dating his sister when he's 18 yeah. years of age.
But even at that, like, I know, like, my own daughter, and she's 7 now, and she's there going, well, who is my daddy, and when is he coming back? And I'm there going, there's a good chance he's not coming back, but I can tell you his name, I can tell you where he's from when you're old enough and all the rest, and I'll talk you through it when you're
well,
mature enough.
Well,
to know.
If he doesn't want to be part of our life, he's not really worth contacting, is he?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like I need her to.
But she has a right. She has a right to know that
beforehand. So I have to wait long enough before she knows that, you know, so she knows everything that.
Why do you think what Andrea said? It's a bit offensive to women to suggest that they might be lying.
I think the evidence precedes itself. There's so many, women out there. Now, I know, like, if I had a child with my partner right now, the person that I'm with right now, and he turned around and said, I want a DNA test, yeah, I'd be like, why don't you trust me? But at the same time, I'd be like, right, if you have doubts, it's better to get those doubts out of the way, and then we can just move on from it.
Yeah, sorry, Andrea, it's a fair point, isn't it?
It is. Situation, you know, you see some women who are pregnant and they start in a relationship. Like, where do those men stand if they want to be the father? So let's say you get the DNA test done for the biological father and he's down that he's the dad and he has all legal, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're in a relationship with another guy who wants to be that child's father, but he can't because the dad is there. So that's, like, the way I see that is that's another way not to do it, because
But that's fair enough, and I understand the point you're making, but does the child not have the right to know who his biological father is?
But not in every case. Some kids are happy with the dad they have.
Absolutely. Morally, morally they're happy, but biologically, do they not have the right to know that's actually not your father? Your father is some other bloke.
Well, it depends on you know, growing up and how, you know, the parents perceive it. Like, some parents may not, maybe, you know, circumstances of how the parent got pregnant.
See, the only way this could work compulsory or on a mandatory basis across the board would be in relation to people who are naming the father. For example, if it's a single parent who says, well, I don't know who the father is, fair enough. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't do paternity tests on every man in the country and find out who the father of the child is, unless we had some sort of national database. But in saying that, and maybe that's not a bad idea in the future, either, by the way.
Niall, you're full of ideas today.
I know, yeah, I'm really coming up with them. Let me just go to John, because John, you're on Classic Hits. John, you're a victim of paternity fraud.
That's correct, Niall, yes. Yeah, it's going back some years ago now, but I've dealt with it and got over it eventually.
So what happened? You were told you were the father.
That's correct, yeah. It would have been my fifth child.
Right.
I was married at the time. I was informed I'm pregnant, the fifth child, great.
Great, congratulations, give each other a hug, this is wonderful.
And eventually I was given information that I should possibly get a DNA test done on this child, that there was a possibility that it may not be mine. So initially I left it go, believing it wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, of course, you didn't distrust her, yeah.
Yeah, no, I waited till the child was born, obviously, to get a paternity test. I used a DNA test through a reputable European company.
Right.
Got the DNA test, and 99% not mine.
Child is not yours?
Not mine.
So what happened? So what happened to him?
Well, I did look after the child for about 2 years, but eventually my now ex-wife and her partner refused access. She was still, she still had sisters, etc. Obviously not my blood child, like, but she still had kids, and I was looking after them, and she wanted to go with her siblings, and she was refused eventually.
But how did you approach this? When you found out and went to the private company, the reputable company, there's loads of them out there online that you, where you can get paternity tests done, and you got the results back. Did you go straight to her? And you were in a marriage at the time. Did you go straight and say, what did you say to her?
What I actually did, Niall, was I approached her, had a copy of the DNA test in my hands, and just called her a liar. And she
sounds like an episode of Jeremy Kyle, to be honest with you.
She swore black and blue that the child was mine, and I said, there's a test. I can get you another copy if you want this. I had to take other copies to other friends of mine because their wives had fallen out with me, believing that I had abandoned my wife when she had done nothing wrong.
Did she admit it in the end?
Oh, yes, she had to admit it in the end, yes.
Okay, so the test was right. The test was correct.
The test was correct, but then I was in a situation where I had to decide, do I DNA test the rest of my kids? And I said, on the chance of probability, it would be a good thing to do. So I DNA tested my next two kids through the same company, and they notified me that those two kids weren't mine either.
Oh my. And how old were they at this stage?
One was 7 and the other was 3. So,
what was that? That must have been horrific, John, for you.
It was, yeah. I don't think some people realise what I went through at that stage, but I dealt with it and moved through it eventually and moved on with it.
So now you have 3 children who you thought were yours and none of which are yours.
Well, no, this is where the Jerry Springer kicks in, Niall. I contacted the company and asked them, is there any chance that they made a mistake? And they said, no, we are 100% and actually, well, 99.9%.
They allow a margin of it. They have to legally allow a margin of error.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, but they are usually 100% correct. Yeah.
So, actually, the woman on the end of the phone in England was almost in tears telling me this, sorry, we're not wrong, and this is the fact. So I dealt with it, went back to my ex-wife, confronted her with this, and she said, okay, the 7-year-old is not yours, but the other one is. And I said, well, I have a DNA test here saying that she's not mine. So when I pushed it and pushed it, she eventually agreed or acknowledged that she was with somebody else. But in the interim, the company in England came back to me and admitted they'd made a mistake.
Right.
They'd used one sample twice.
Right, okay.
So then it ends up that out of 5 kids, 2 are not mine.
Right, okay.
But what did happen out of
this? But it does mean there was an element of, you did find out that your wife was having an affair at the time of your 7-year-old anyway.
Well, look, at that stage, it was a case of how many was she after being with, because, I mean,
right.
The 7-year-old is not mine, the 5th child is not mine, etc. No.
Hang on for a second. Andrea, are you listening to this?
I am.
Do you take back what you just said earlier on?
Yeah, actually I do. That's just absolutely shocking. That's just horrific. Like, my heart goes out to him.
I know.
I'm actually in shock.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, John. Loads and loads of people texting in and WhatsApping in. Maybe I didn't bring up such a bad topic today after all. Should there be mandatory paternity testing? I.e., it wouldn't be up to John to say to his missus, listen, can we do a paternity test? They just do it as a matter of course in a hospital once your name is going down on a birth certificate. According to statistics in the Western world, 1 in 30 men are victims of paternity fraud. So
Niall, I'm living proof that that's a fact.
I didn't realise the figures were that high. In some countries, it's as low as 1 in 5, but the lowest, it ranges from 1 in 30, depending country by country, 1 in 30 to 1 in 5. So we even go by the lowest, which would be 1 in 30. That's quite a lot. You know what I mean? That's 3% of men are actually in the situation you're in. And some will never know.
That's great. Some will never know.
I mean, what made you suspicious in the first place, by the way? You kind of just had a feeling, a good feeling.
No, well, I did have a feeling, but it came to me, an individual came to me and said, listen, I'm looking out you here. Somebody else has told me as well, and there's no smoke without fire. You could either go through life and not know and end up paying for the child for the rest of his life, or do a test and find out and have it ruled out and move on with your life. So I opted for the test, and what it led to was the situation where 2 of the kids weren't mine.
Just stay there for a second because Jennifer, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jennifer? Jennifer, you there? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Hi, Jennifer, how are you? Jennifer, I mean, this kind of topic, I didn't think it would, but it's opened up a kind of can of worms here now. I mean, do you see anything wrong with compulsory paternity testing?
Not at all. I think it should have been done years ago. It would save a lot of stress for a lot of people, mm-hmm. including the children. I have a 24-year-old daughter, and I was with the guy a long time. He named her and everything else, and she was very colic, so he walked out after 3 weeks. Mm. And he told family and everything else that the child wasn't his and all the rest. I went through courts. He kept stalling the DNAs, and eventually I gave up. I was working. Solicitors were costing me a fortune back then. He was on legal aid, so it was dropped. I raised the child myself. But unfortunately, he died there 3 years ago. And my daughter, now that she's 24, she was beginning to kind of see him because he was out in the social scene. She was obviously old enough to drink and everything. She knew him from photographs, but his side of the family totally, like, mm-hmm. dubbed her at the funeral. She put a wreath on the grave. It was thrown in the bin. And,
oh my.
You know, this is all because he was in denial. And he never got the DNA done. So, yeah, it's quite sad.
Yeah, I think in your situation, the way that would have to work is, and maybe it's probably not a bad idea, that eventually we would have a database of DNA. I mean, I don't, because every child will be DNA tested. And eventually we would have a database of DNA. So, for example, if a woman gets pregnant and has no idea who the father is, we just type in the DNA. Well, I don't know how DNA works. I'm assuming it's a series of binary numbers of some description. And you just type it in and the father's name comes up.
Oh, wouldn't that be savage?
Yeah, but you knew who the father. I mean, you obviously knew who the father was. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm not suggesting you didn't, but it would prove it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All he had to do was say she wasn't his, and that was it. Everybody believed him.
Yeah.
You know, and that poor child suffered. I mean, to this day, like having to go to his funeral and everything else. Like, you know,
that's
just
awful.
Horrible.
I mean, you've heard John's story. John is in the opposite situation.
Honest to God, there are some good, decent guys out there. I was just unfortunate. You know what they say, when you're in love with shite, you can't smell it. So,
I've never heard that saying before, Jennifer, but it's a good one.
Sorry, John,
go ahead.
Yeah, just besides the emotional and the financial aspect of this, people are failing to realise there's also a medical implication.
Of course, yeah, because hereditary diseases, etc. Yeah.
I was in the situation where the 7-year-old was with me and I was having her attended to by a doctor. Incidentally, I chose to support that child in the courts. The judge had told me in my separation and divorce I didn't need to pay for this child, but as far as I was concerned, at 7 years of age, when I found out she was my daughter, she still is my daughter.
Of course, yes.
But when I was asked the question by the doctor, what's her medical history, I had to stay there and then in front of the child that I do not know.
Because I'm not her father.
Because I'm not her father. So I don't know what her medical history is, and she doesn't know what her medical history is because she doesn't know who her father is. She hasn't been told.
And I know in the separation and divorce, because they're technically not your children, you don't have to support them or maintain them. But maybe you do sort of feel some sort of obligation, a moral obligation now, particularly with the 7-year-old or the younger one, or with the older ones.
And the point about this is fatherhood, it's not all down to DNA.
No, not always.
Not.
I mean, particularly because you were put in that situation for a period of 7 years where you didn't know.
Well, and it's 19 years now. She's 19 now.
And were you in a happy marriage? Well, you thought, but did you think it was a happy marriage?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, all right.
I have to admit on this, okay? So, to be honest, for me, it was a get out of jail.
Right, okay, so it was probably the end of a marriage that was coming to an end anyway.
It was coming to an end anyway, yes.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
okay.
I am happily divorced, etc., everything, and moved on with my life. But dealing with finding out back then, the emotional aspect of it was, mm-hmm. you know, it was quite difficult. I didn't know who the fathers of these kids were.
Do you know now?
I know who one is because he is now with my ex-wife living in my family home.
But you don't know who the other one is?
No, I don't know who the other one is, no. But
That's shocking.
When it comes down to the emotional side of this, there's also the other aspect. Because I didn't know who the fathers were, and obviously my ex-wife was having unprotected sex, I had to think about my own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.